News Talk ZB and the New Zealand Herald present Cooking the Books with Frances Cook, demystifying your finances.
Hi, I'm Frances Cook. Welcome to the show. Everyone loves to grab a bargain, but the problem is shops know that. We're in an expensive time of year, but once you've cleaned up the barbecue and polished off the Christmas cake, many people will turn their attention to spending all of that Christmas money on the Boxing Day sales. Boxing Day is one of the most heavily discounted days of the year for New Zealand. It's also a top day for spending, but what really brings the craziness is that people all turn up at once, right at the beginning of the day. Nobody wants to be the schmuck who only just misses out on the last of the heavily discounted stock. But in all the excitement, it's easy to lose your head. If you buy rubbish you don't need, it doesn't matter how good the bargain was. It's still rubbish you didn't need. So how can you take advantage of the sales without the shops taking advantage of you?
Newstalk ZB presents Cooking the Books with Frances Cook, boosting your business confidence.
I'm joined now by Sue Chatwin, the Chief Executive of Consumer NZ. Now, Christmas is a wonderful time of year, filled with family and cake and all that good stuff. But it can also be an orgy of consumerism. And to me, nothing sums that up more than the Boxing Day sales, really. People piling into the shops, fighting over the best bargains. Under all of the hype, are they worth it?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? So you really want to make sure that you are getting a bargain. And I guess the other thing about the Boxing Day sales, I reckon you should go in there determined, like you shouldn't be browsing. So, you know, if you've saved up and thought, oh, I'm not going to get myself a Christmas present, I'm going to wait for the Boxing Day sales, I'm going to get my new fridge or my new TV or some big ticket item, then make sure you do your homework. So, you know, it's not hard to have a look around to see that you are going to get the best price, and you know there's not a shop down the road that's got a bit cheaper, so you know, use online to get yourself sorted and then get out there.
Yeah, maybe even start researching Christmas Day afternoon while everyone else is napping.
Yeah, and I'm looking, in fact, I remember one year, sad though this may seem, is that I was still shopping on Christmas Eve at about 5 o'clock, and the shops had actually started to put out their Boxing Day sale prices. So
excellent.
I was able to actually, you know, capitalise on that, but I don't recommend anybody else does that. But look, it's you should shop around, you know, before you do your actual purchasing, and it is really easy to do that. I mean, you just need to go online and look at what's being offered and the prices, and also make sure you're buying something that you want, because you know, you don't want to see something that's a bargain. Again, you put it on a credit card and then maybe you don't pay your credit card off every month. So suddenly this discounted item, by the time you'll pay for it, hasn't had a discount at all.
Yeah, here's the thing is that I've always tried to live by the maxim that if you don't need it, even buying it on sale isn't a bargain. Now, is that a good maxim? I'm hoping you're going to say yes.
Well, you know, I guess that's what I'm saying, is that I don't think the Boxing Day sales are the time to browse. You want to go in there knowing what you're going to buy, and you've kind of thought about it, you've saved, and you're going to get what you want, and you're going to get it at a discounted price because you've waited for it. But I wouldn't go out to the Boxing Day sales to browse, because I think you can get swept up in all the hype of it and suddenly buy something that you possibly don't even need or, you know, worse, can't afford.
Yes, exactly. And is there any tricks and tips? I mean, of course, having a list and having things that you're aiming for is great, but of course once people get in the store there can be all sorts of sparkly things that catch your attention. Are there any tricks and tips to make sure that you don't lose your head and get caught up in all the excitement?
Well, yeah, I mean, stick to your plan. You know, there are going to be sales people there that we're wanting to sell you something more. There'll be heaps of people in the shops. There'll be lots of, you know, it'll be quite a good mood, but a bit of competition to try and get the items, I suspect. Traffic jams getting there, so you might actually be, you know, already a bit frustrated and sweaty by the time you get into the shop. So you've kind of just got to take all that into account. Just be aware that if you do buy something in a Boxing Day sale, you've got the same rights that you've got as if it wasn't in a sale, as long as, you know, there's actually nothing faulty with the item and it's being sold on sale because it is faulty. But you've got your same rights that you would have. So if, you know, if you get it home and it doesn't work, or, you know, doesn't do the things that the shop assistant said it was going to do, then you've got the same rights to return or replace or get a repair that you would if you hadn't bought the item in a sale. And I guess the other thing to be really wary of is that you don't get sold into an extended warranty. You know, in the heat of the moment, the shop's trying to sell you something. You think you're going to get, you know, these special warranties, but you won't basically get anything more than what you can get under the Consumer Guarantees Act. And, you know, why bother to waste your money on that? You've already, you know, decided to save by getting it at a bargain price, so don't lose that by buying an extended warranty.
Yeah, I remember that there was something came out a couple of years back about how those extended warranties, they can be very expensive.
Expensive, and yeah.
They get you pretty much nothing.
Yeah,
they?
That's right. That's correct. You know, you've got a manufacturer's warranty when you buy something anyway, but even that manufacturer's warranty doesn't negate your rights under the Consumer Guarantees Act, and that means things have to be fit for purpose. They have to do what they say they're going to do, and they have to be durable. And you know, if you bought an expensive item, you've got all of those guarantees, so you don't really need to buy an extended warranty.
You have buyer's remorse, so you do lose your head. Not looking at anyone in particular, but maybe I've got a mirror here. If you've got some buyer's remorse and you want to take it back, what are your rights? What can you do?
Yeah, so look, if you've got it home and you thought, oh God, it's the wrong size for the kitchen, or it doesn't fit that gap, or I don't like it anymore, or, you know, the colour's not right, sadly, you will have to fall on the mercy of the retailer, because they've got no obligation to give you your money back if you've just got it home and you've done something wrong yourself. But, you know, as I said, if it's faulty, there is a chance that you might get a replacement repair or a refund. But your buyer's remorse, you really have to fall on the mercy of the retailer. Now, look, some retailers do have, 30-day money-back guarantees, you know. So check their terms and conditions. It might well be that you can take it back. But, you know, there's no obligation on a retailer to give you your money back. And also just hang on to your receipt. So if you need to take it back. It's not essential that you have a receipt, but you've got to have some evidence that you've bought it at the shop, and a receipt's probably the easiest thing to have.
And if it does go wrong, if there is something wrong with the thing that you bought, what about that?
Yeah, so look, if it's seriously wrong, then you get to decide whether you want a refund or a replacement or a repair. But if it's something, you know, reasonably minor, then, the shop's got the right to decide what they will do with it. But it has to be a replacement, repair or a refund. They can't say, oh, you know, like, here's a credit and you can buy something else in the shop. That's, that's not part of the contract that you've got with the shop.
Right, and underneath the money arguments, there's also keeping your sanity while you're there. Are there any tricks and tips for going into these quite pressured sales environments and not coming out wanting a divorce or to get rid of your children and ship them off to boarding school forever?
I think the thing is to keep your head. I mean, people know, don't they, when they're going into the Boxing Day sales, they've probably already sat in a traffic jam for some time trying to get into a mall. It'll undoubtedly be a warm day. So temperatures will be running quite high. And I just think keep your head and look if the item that you've got has disappeared. Or the other thing is to avoid it all and try and buy it online.
Yes. Well, yes, a lot of the shops put all of the Boxing Day stuff online as well, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot less pressured way to do it.
Yeah, so check that out. I would definitely check that out. And, online, you can already go through these sort of, you know, pre-Boxing Day sales, can't you? Like, there's been Black Friday and, all sorts of sales have already been on. But, look, the thing is to keep your head and make sure that it's a fun day. You don't want, you know, it will be stressful, but try and make it as much fun as possible, because after all, you are actually going out to buy something and that should be a happy experience.
Yes, you hope. What about you? Do you go out to Boxing Day sales, or is it all a bit much?
Look, I have done Boxing Day sales. I've bought very cheap TVs in the past in Boxing Day sales. But, you know, by Boxing Day, I'm kind of over shopping actually. So, Yeah, but I come from a family of shoppers, so and my father is a fantastic shopper, so keeping him out of the Boxing Day sales, even at the age of 89, is that's a challenge.
So, yeah, I've always looked at it and thought, oh, it's just too stressful for me. I'm not a big crowds person, but my parents went last year and I went with them and I thought, yep, this is why I don't usually do these, even with the savings. But I think the online is the way to get a bargain if you're not into the crowds like me.
Avoid the crowds. Get someone to deliver it to you.
All about that lazy life. It's wonderful. All right. Thank you so much. That's Sue Chatwin from Consumer NZ. If you have any questions about this podcast or something you'd like me to look into for a future episode, do come and talk to me about it. You can find me on Facebook at Frances Cook Journalist and Twitter at Frances Cook. Don't forget to hit subscribe if you haven't already on Apple Podcasts or iHeartRadio. Have a lovely Christmas, and until next time, have a great day.
And that's Frances cooking up your business confidence for another week on News Talk ZB.